It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. There will be no vote this fall on a ballot measure asking whether California should be split into three different states. As Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports, the California Supreme Court kicked Proposition 9 off the November ballot Wednesday.
Silicon Valley venture capitalist Tim Draper paid to gather hundreds of thousands of voter signatures to qualify Proposition 9. He's argued California is so big, it's impossible to govern effectively. An environmental group sued, arguing that Proposition 9 was not simply a constitutional amendment, but rather a sweeping revision that requires a constitutional convention. The California Supreme Court unanimously ruled that because plaintiffs have raised significant concerns over Proposition 9's validity, the harm in letting it stay on the ballot this year outweighs that of delaying the initiative while it considers the lawsuit. If the court later finds in Draper's favor, the measure could go before voters in 2020. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Well, Democratic candidates looking to unseat Republican congressmen in California have generally outraised their opponents in recent months. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford has that story.
Since April, nearly all of the Democratic congressional candidates in battleground races raised more money than their opponents. And Drew Godnich of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee attributes this to voter enthusiasm.
You saw a lot of records being broken as a result. I mean, I think a great example of this is TJ Cox, who's running in California's 21st Congressional District. He raised more in that quarter than has ever been raised in that district, either by a Democrat or the Republican incumbent.
But that example is instructive. Despite those recent contributions, Cox is still $1 million behind Congressman David Valadao in total fundraising this election cycle. In fact, GOP candidates hold the contribution lead in five of the seven most closely watched California races. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Find more on these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.